And of course, this is the great difference. This canal was built by the Romans. That's what lode means. It means a canal. So the Romans had the idea of using water to shift heavy weights long distances in boats. But they never had the idea of putting a water mill on this. And that's a medieval invention, which, I mean, they had a few water mills, but they hardly used them. But the proliferation of water mills in the West from about the 8th, 9th century is the first industrial revolution. We often think of the industrial revolution being the 18th century one. This is the first industrial revolution, which occurred well over 1,000 years ago and made us into a machine civilization.
And what kind of things were they used for? And how did they proliferate?
Well, at the beginning they were used mainly for grains, for grinding grain. But later on you had fulling mills, and that was quite early too. You'd pound wool in them, for example. So that the whole development of the English cloth industry was dependent on fulling mills. And then you had paper mills, and then you'd have iron foundries. And so the whole civilization would build up with all this heavy machinery, with cogs, wheels, machines, turning nature into usable power. Now, the question David was going to ask me was, of course, why not elsewhere?
Yes, I know, but I think we should go in.
Organic kind of pre-industrial world is a medieval machine. It's based on cogs, gears, clockwork, artificial substances. And so by the 12th, 13th century, or before, as I was saying, that when you had every village in England on average with two mills, that meant that you had to have lots of millwrights. Mm. I mean, you know, just for one mill you need. So probably every, you know, small part of a county would have a number of millwrights. And these are people who are constantly thinking about how can we convert energy and gravity into power? How can we improve it? So, as you were saying with the millstones, you know, they were gradually evolved and improved over time. So people are trying to think all the time, how shall we improve machinery? Mm. How should we get more out of nature? How can we squeeze nature? How can we, in Francis Bacon's words, how can we torture nature into producing more for us? Mm. How can we dominate nature? So you get a civilization based on extracting and extracting more and more power from nature. And as soon as you make one breakthrough, then that immediately allows lots of other ones.